Trump administration dismisses $53 billion Arab Gaza plan citing uninhabitable conditions, Hamas control. By Joshua Klein on March 5, 2025. The Trump administration has rejected a $53 billion reconstruction proposal for Gaza by Arab states, calling it unrealistic due to Gaza's uninhabitable conditions, Hamas's control, and the lack of clarity on who would fund the billions needed for rebuilding. Speaking on Tuesday, White House National Security Council spokesperson Brian Hughes declared the current proposal does not address the reality that Gaza is currently uninhabitable and residents cannot humanely live in a territory covered in debris and unexploded ordnance. He further insisted that President Donald Trump stands by his vision to rebuild Gaza free from Hamas. The Arab-backed proposal, endorsed by Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Jordan's King Abdullah during a summit in Cairo on Tuesday, aims to rebuild Gaza without displacing its residents. Related, Nolte, if Hamas disarms, the war in Gaza is over. If Israel disarms, they would be exterminated. However, the Trump administration notes the plan would only perpetuate conflict rather than resolve it. While the U.S.-designated terrorist organization Hamas welcomed Egypt's plan, it was strongly rejected by Israel. For 77 years, Arab states have used Palestinians as pawns against Israel, condemning them to eternal refugee status, wrote the Israeli Foreign Ministry. Now, with President Trump's idea, there is an opportunity for the Gazans to have free choice based on their free will. This should be encouraged. Instead, the statement continued, Arab states have rejected this opportunity without giving it a fair chance, and continued to level baseless accusations against Israel. Recently, urban warfare specialists John Spencer and Liam Collins explained that before reconstruction of the coastal enclave can begin, Hamas must be completely removed from power to prevent future conflict, and a full-scale military clearance operation must eliminate unexploded munitions and dismantle Hamas's tunnel network. The authors, both experts in military strategy, describe Gaza's devastation as far beyond what has been seen in past urban battles, citing UN estimates that 66% of its structures have been damaged or destroyed. They also highlight how Hamas has spent decades fortifying Gaza into one of the most militarized urban battlefields in history. Last month, President Trump unveiled his vision for Gaza during a press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The U.S. will take over the Gaza Strip, and we will do a job with it too. We're going to develop it, create thousands and thousands of jobs, and it'll be something that the entire Middle East can be very proud of, he told reporters. His plan calls for resettling Gaza's population and rebuilding the Strip into a thriving economic hub. The plan has received widespread support from Republican figures and conservative commentators, who have lauded the strategy, which is seen as a major shift away from the failed two-state solution. Israel has since announced a new department to oversee the voluntary relocation of Gaza residents to third countries, a move ordered by Defense Minister Israel Katz. The plan aligns with Trump's approach, emphasizing regional solutions over past failed policies. I welcome President Trump's bold initiative, Katz stated, calling it an opportunity for Gaza residents to seek a better future while ensuring Israel's security. According to the Center for Peace Communications, which is fighting for Gazans to be given a chance to leave the war-torn enclave to find a better life for themselves and their families before it's too late, President Trump's plan to rebuild Gaza by resettling its citizens has significant support among many Gazans and is the only solution for struggling civilians. As Israel remains locked in conflict with Hamas following the October 7 massacre, Trump's firm stance marks a significant shift in U.S. policy, setting the stage for a bold new strategy in the Middle East. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.